slow, poignant decline of dust, the mystical vision of twilight, the end of entropy that is night once more. The day began. A dark line was visible at the far end of the field. A trumpet note cut the air and that line advanced. Sam stood in his battle chariot at the head of the formation, wearing burnished armor and holding a long gray lance of death. He heard the words of Death, who wore red and was his charioteer. "Their first wave is of Slizzard cavalry." Sam squinted at the distant line. "It is," said his charioteer. "Very well." He gestured with his lance, and the Rakasha moved forward like a tidal wave of white light. The zombies began their advance. When the white wave and the dark line came together, there was a confusion of voices, hisses, and the rattle of arms. The dark line halted, great gouts of dust fuming above it. Then came the sounds of the aroused jungle, as the gathered beasts of prey were driven upon the flank of the enemy. The zombies marched to a slow, steady drumbeat, and the fire elementals flowed on before them, and the grasses withered where they passed. Sam nodded to Death, and his chariot moved slowly forward, riding upon its cushion of air. At his back, the army of Keenset stirred. Lord Kubera slept, drugged to the sleep that is like unto death, in a hidden vault beneath a city. The Lady Ratri mounted a black mare at the rear of the Lancer's formation. "Their charge has been broken," said Death. "Yes. All their cavalry was cast down, and the beasts still rage among them. They have not yet reformed their ranks. The Rakasha hurl avalanches like rain from the heavens down upon their heads. Now there comes the flow of fire. Yes, we will destroy them. Even now they see the mindless minions of Neriti coming upon them as a single man, all in step and without fear, their drums keeping time perfect and agonizing, and nothing behind their eyes, nothing at all. Looking above their heads, then, they see us here as within a thundercloud, and they see that death drives your chariot. Within their hearts there comes a quickening, and there is a coldness upon their biceps and their thighs. See how the beasts pass among them? Yes. Let there be no bugles within our ranks, Siddhartha, for this is not battle, but slaughter. Yes. The zombies slew everything they passed. And when they fell, they went down without a word, for it was all the same with them, and words mean nothing to the unliving. They swept the field, and fresh waves of warriors came at them. But the cavalry had been broken. The foot soldiers could not stand before the lancers and the Rakasha, the zombies and the infantry of Keenset. The razor-edged battle chariot, driven by death, cut through the enemy like a flame through a field. Missiles and hurled spears turned in mid-flight to speed off at right angles before they could touch upon the chariot or its occupants. Dark fires danced within the eyes of Death as he gripped the twin rings with which he directed the course of the vehicle. Again and again he drove down without mercy upon the enemy, and Sam's lance darted like the tongue of a serpent as they passed through the ranks. From somewhere, the notes of a retreat were sounded, but there were very few who answered the call. "Wipe your eyes, Siddhartha," said Death, "and call a new formation. The time has come to press the attack. Manjusri of the Sword must order a charge."
"Yes, Death, I know."
"We hold the field, but not the day. The gods are watching, judging our strength." Sam raised his lance in signal, and there was fresh movement among the troops. Then a new stillness hung about them. Suddenly, there was no wind, no sound. The sky was blue. The ground was a gray-green, trampled thing. Dust, like a specter hedge, hovered in the distance. Sam surveyed the ranks, moved his lance forward. At that moment there came a clap of thunder.
The gods will enter the field, said Death, looking upward. The thunder chariot passed overhead. No rain of destruction descended, however.
Why are we still alive? Asked Sam.
I believe they would rather our defeat be more ignominious. Also, they may be afraid to attempt to use the thunder chariot against its creator. Justly afraid.
In that case, said Sam, and he gave the signal for the troops to charge.
The chariot bore him forward.
At his back, the forces of Keenset followed. They cut down the stragglers. They smashed through the guard that attempted to delay them. In the midst of a storm of arrows, they broke the archers. Then they faced the body of the holy crusaders who had sworn to level the city of Keenset. Then there came the notes of heaven upon a trumpet. The opposing lines of human warriors parted. The 50 demigods rode forth. Sam raised his lance.
Siddhartha, said Death, Lord Kalkin was never beaten in battle.
I know.
I have with me the talisman of the binder. That which was destroyed upon the pyre at World's End was a counterfeit. I retained the original to study it. I never had the chance. Hold but a moment, and I will brace it about you.
Sam raised his arms, and Death clasped the belt of shells around his waist. He gave sign then to the forces of Keenset to halt. Death drove him forward, alone, to face the half-gods. About the heads of some, there played the nimbus of early aspect. Others bore strange weapons to focus their strange attributes. Fires came down and licked about the chariot. Winds lashed at it. Great smashing noises fell upon it. Sam gestured with his lance, and the first three of his opponents reeled and fell from the backs of